Morning. When Ruth said I'd do a little bit this morning, it's when the children come in or do their bit at the front. It's been a while since I've done that. But this is a bit of show and tell. Frieda? Jonathan, do you want to? June 24th last year, we had a garden party over at the Fletcher Centre for Frieda's 100th birthday. And during that afternoon, a peal was rung with our bells to celebrate Frieda's birthday. And to celebrate, I nearly said commemorate, but to celebrate, I've had a peel board made up which will sit in the ringing chamber to remember that happy day. Peels are rung all around the country for various reasons, usually as a celebration, but for other reasons as well. And I thought it would be very fitting for us to have a peel board to remember Frieda's birthday. And the fact that she is still our oldest guild member in Suffolk, at nearly 101. So
are you ready? Even the Archbishop of Canterbury knows that you did this for me last year. And he sends his regard to all of you. You see, they don't know that I do occasionally meet people in high places. And when my daughter told him that they'd done this, he said, I must listen to it. So he listened, and he said, well done.
I didn't ring. I don't know what you're looking at me for.
Well, you were there. However, thank you very, very much. I even put a red blouse on so that you'd see me this morning.
Thank you. You had a red hat on as well, but that's come off. Do you want to say something?
Thanks. There's a bigger picture here, of course, which I'll just draw to your attention. We've spoken this morning, we've sung about let every tongue rejoice, and we've spoken about tell the nations. And of course there are six metal tongues up there in that tower that don't very often make any noise. So this is a challenge to you, that is God asking you to help make those bells sound out across the town? There was a time in years gone by when church bells were there to call people to worship because no one had timepieces and we needed to know when the service was going to start. Actually, they serve now as a much more important reminder that God is here and things are happening. And our worship this morning, although spiritually not confined to the building, is musically confined to the building. But there is an opportunity with those bells up there to just send a message to all the people that listen locally that churches are active and God is real, Jesus is alive, and something important goes on in these buildings. And if you feel that's you, then come and speak to Matt, because he's been on a course to teach ringers, which I've done as well. And it's my job, amongst other people in Ipswich, to support Matt in teaching new recruits. So if you feel that you want to have a go, talk to Matt, and I'm sure he'd be pleased to arrange a little taster session for you. It could be that you've already learnt, of course. I know there's a few people here who I taught way back. And it may be that there's a little tap on the shoulder now saying, actually, I couldn't mind going back to that. So if that's you, see Matt. And we'll see what we can do to make a noise for the glory of God from St. Matthew's, from the church tower, and not just from the church building. Thank you. God bless.